Faithfulness is a concept much abused these days. Faithfulness, or a lack thereof, is behind the attempt to make Argentina a mere county of South Carolina. The lack of faithfulness and the trust and lack of trust polluted Bernie Madoff's little money scheme and now follow him to prison. The lack of trust and faithfulness also pollute many financial dealings, labor and business dealings, so that countless lives are left without security, savings, salary, and, need we say, hope. In many ways, faithfulness brings with it a sense of trust. Marriage is based on trust, on mutual confidence, on faithfulness. Children lean in trust on their parents. Patients submitting to surgery rely on the hands of the surgeon. And congregations rely on their pastors' vows of faithfulness to the Word of God and to the Lutheran confessions as given on the day of ordination and on the day of installation. To be sure, our trust is often disappointed. We trust our physical strength, and illness lays us on a bed of suffering. We trust our friends with secrets only to find that their hearts are false and their tongues are sharp as they malign our character. We trust in our opinions but often find they are ill-suited to the facts. We trust our leaders and find them a mere shadow of strength and integrity. When we look to ourselves, the picture is no better. We see many opportunities that we have for faithfulness, for situations for us to be faithful and to be faith-filled in work, in relationships with family members, friends, co-workers, co-learners. Yet we know how often we fail in our faithfulness to them, let alone God. Jeremiah redirects our trust, and he focuses our attention on the God who alone is trustworthy, on the God whose faithfulness is great and new every morning. In the midst of our troubles and our sin of unbelief, Jeremiah points us to the Lord, who will not cast us off forever, but who will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. That God is faithful. Faithful to his promise to act mightily for us. In Jesus Christ, God assumed the burden of our broken nature, and he canceled out the charge of sin against us. By his death and resurrection, Jesus has demonstrated that the God of power is the God of love for us. He is the God of faithfulness, even when we are less than faithful to him. Trusting in the Lord is no sure and quick cure for all that ails us. It's no insurance policy we can purchase at bargain rates. Rather, because of Christ, our relationship, our trust involves restored relationships with God and with one another. It involves realizing that God's presence is with us even in the midst of troubles, crises, calamities. Trusting God is knowing that He sustains us through the sorrows and strengthens us through our afflictions with a grace that is far greater and far more sufficient than we could ever expect. He protects us and delivers us from all the powers that threaten us, for our God is faithful. Any wonder then the joy of Jeremiah when he said, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O faithful God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.